Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by the State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman, and we are talking about the upcoming state legislative session. Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So the next legislative session is starting up here on the 14th. So take us through a little bit about what people can expect from the Iowa State legislative session this year.
Yeah, that's a great question. And look, our goal and my goal is to continue to build on what we've been able to accomplish over the last 2 years. Iowans entrusted Republicans to take control of the House, Senate, and governor, and they affirmed in the last election that they want to continue to see us move on the path that we've accomplished over the last couple of years. And so the focus is going to continue to be on making Iowa the number one state in the nation. And we were recognized for that, and we're going to continue to build on that. We want to continue to find ways to put more money back into the pockets of hardworking Iowans. We want to focus on opportunity and growth in this state. We're already starting to see with our fiscal receipts through the Department of Revenue that the tax cuts that we have done at the state level and what has been done at the federal level are working. Our revenues are increasing. And so, again, the focus is going to be to build on what we've accomplished. And we do that through tax cuts. My hope is, in particular this session, that we look really hard at property tax. I think that's the next logical step in what we have been able to accomplish. And frankly, I think property tax is getting out of control. And so I suspect there'll be some strong discussion about how we fund local government and at the same time protect private property rights.
All right. So what are some specific bills that you would like our listeners to keep an eye out for during the next session?
Well, first, I can assure you that I will be introducing a bill to repeal the death tax in Iowa. That has been one that I've focused on for the last number of years, and I will focus on again this year. I think it's a plunder tax. It's a tax that is taking money from rightful heirs. And so that will be a bill that I will be filing and will be advocating for. I'm also working on legislation with our chairman of the Ways and Means Committee to address property tax. And I can't give you all the details yet, but as soon as that comes out, we'll let you know. But that will be one in particular to watch for. So I think those are a couple of bigger bills that listeners should be watching for. I also think there's going to be a lot of discussion about workforce here in the state. As you know, we are tied for the lowest unemployment rate here in Iowa in the entire nation. And with that comes consequences. And one of the challenges we have here in the state is filling the job demands. And so there's a lot of opportunity out there for folks to either get into employment or to move up in employment. And so that will be an area that I think there's going to be some bills to address to attract people to this state. And again, I think we do that through making Iowa a state that appeals to people. Low taxes, quality of life, great education. Those are things people look for, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
All right. Now, talk a little bit about the budget. How is that going to be looking this year? Is it something that people should be worried about?
Well, you know, when we took the majority 2 years ago, a lot of money had been put into debt, and there was overspending. We have a 99% spending limitation, but that 99% spending limitation, you would typically think it would apply to what your revenue is. And that's not the case. The 99% spending limitation is revenue plus reserves. So you've got all this surplus money or reserves for rainy days. That's built in. And what we had seen is that monies were being overspent. And so over the last couple of years, we've made some tough decisions to live within our means. And we've done that. And now what you see is we're probably looking at, the REC hasn't come out, of course, for this next year, but they did meet in December. And it looks like our spending limitation is going to be over $8 billion. And so that's an increase of over $500 million of additional funding. And that, again, is a result of low unemployment, wages climbing, the economy growing, and a large part deals with those tax cuts to incentivize more spending and saving and investments. And so what I'm looking forward to when it comes to this new money is you're going to hear people, of course, wanting to spend that money. and find ways to do new programs and expand programs. My focus will be in how do we give that money back to the taxpayers? How can we lower taxes even more? And that will be my goal for this next session.
All right. Now, a couple more things I want to ask you about. I know from just discussing it with people at a local level, a couple of the concerns with people in the cities is the backfill, and with schools is just school funding in general. How do you see those two things going during this legislative session?
Well, I think there's going to be quite a bit of discussion on both of those fronts. When it comes to property tax backfill, it's time that that tax actually become a tax cut, as opposed to being a tax shift from property tax to income tax. And that's what's happened with the backfill. And I think there's a responsible way of doing that, to not take the legs out of communities who have not seen the growth from that, but communities that are growing, that have seen growth because of the property tax relief, well, it's probably time we start phasing out that backfill. When it comes to education funding, the expansion of what's called SAVE, which is a 1 cent sales tax, we're talking about over $15 billion of additional revenue into the state over the coming years. And so we want to make sure, if that is going to happen, that it's done in a way that puts the taxpayers' interest in mind. And we'll just have to see how that progresses. But I'm looking forward to those conversations. We want to make sure our education is being funded, and in particular, that SAVE is for infrastructure, but we want to do it responsibly, and we'll just have to see how that develops over the session.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
I'm looking forward to hearing from, of course, my constituents, and if there's any issues or concerns that need to be addressed, please feel free to reach out to me through the legislative website.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for joining me. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.